In 2016, at the Summer Olympic Games in Rio, Kelsey Worrell was a fresh 22-year-old kid out of college. The four-time NCAA individual champ in Louisville helped lead Team USA to gold in the 4x100 medley at the pool in Brazil. This is Kelsey in the Olympic trials that year.
Former looking good in lane four. Just below her is Worrell, and they are 1-2. Just 3/10 back is Worrell. They're under American record pace as Vollmer's looking smooth, but a nice turn there by Worrell, who just takes a slight lead over Vollmer.
Beautiful turn there by Worrell. She really came off that wall and stayed under long. Let's see how it affects her coming down the line.
Worrell has the lead. That is the record line there that they're chasing. And as expected, they are going to go 1-2. Vollmer above her in lane four is going to punch her ticket. And Worrell is a first-time Olympian.
Yes, that was the National Broadcasting Company's coverage of the Olympic trials 5 years ago. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is Greg Stewart, and this is a show you helped sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Now, this is Connection Month. We'd love to hear from you. All our info, the connection info, and multiple ways you can give to help sustain this show are right there at WWIB.com. 27-year-old Kelsey Dahlia, she's married now to Thomas Dahlia. That's her name, Kelsey Dahlia. Just missed making her second Olympics this year by less than a second in the trials, but she is swimming professionally in the International Swim League and just got back from a meet in Italy and just take a brief break before she heads to Europe again for the next international swim meet in the Netherlands. So we're glad she carved out some more time for us today on Sports and Commentary. Kelsey, let's talk about Rio 2016. You won gold in the pool at the Summer Games. Talk to me about that experience, will you?
Oh, it's so crazy to think that it's already been 5 years. It feels like sometimes I look back and I'm like, was I dreaming? How did that already happen? And how did my dream come true like that? And so it was definitely surreal. I got to be with the best athletes in the world, be on a team with Michael Phelps. And it was definitely exhausting as well. And there were really tough moments. It's really tough when you're at the top like that. But it was surreal to be in the village with athletes and people from all over the world and all different sports. And so really enjoyed my times in the dining hall and getting to train pins with other countries and other sports. And it wasn't the Olympics I had hoped for. I didn't perform at my best. And so there was some disappointment and that's kept me in the sport achieving or working towards different goals. But definitely a unique experience getting to swim for my country and a huge honor, especially getting to bring home a gold medal.
Yes, you brought home some shiny hardware there from Rio, really special. So you go to the trials this year in Omaha as a reigning gold medal champion from the previous Olympics, and you're beaten in the pool, like I said, less than a second difference with an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. Talk to me about the trials there in Omaha.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't really plan to go. You can do everything you can and you can hope, but at the end of the day, no one's spot is guaranteed. Even if you've gone before, you have to earn it again each time. So this time I went as more of a veteran. I was competing against girls 10 years younger than me, and so I knew that they were going to be really strong competition. I knew nothing was guaranteed, and so I went in and I felt like I'd done everything I could to prepare and had a really great prelims race, but ultimately I finished fourth and they take first and second. So really disappointing, but at the same time, that's not the plan God had for me. And so I got to spend my summer in other ways. I got to go to the Dominican Republic with a ministry from my church for a few days and get to spend some other time with my family and also just be a normal person for a few months rather than having every decision revolve around swimming. So it definitely was disappointing, and I think there's still ways I'm still processing not being on the team, but I think God's given me more peace about it than I know I would have had on my own. So grateful that I know that my results weren't, his love wasn't dependent on my results, and I have great family and friends to remind me of that as well.
Amen, amen. Yeah, but 37 hundredths of a second, that's it. That's the margin by which you had to stay home this summer from Tokyo. When you brought your head up out of the water at the trials, you look up the scoreboard. What are you thinking?
I guess, honestly, glad it was just over. There was just a lot of emotions going into that, and even though I didn't make it, I was just glad I didn't have to stress about it anymore.
Well, you didn't make it, but Team USA picked up some gold medals and lots of medals in Tokyo this summer. I think we'll get your comments on that for our next show with Kelsey Dalia, the Olympic champion from 2016 Summer Games in Rio on Sports and Commentary. Thank you for being back with me, taking all this time this week. We'll talk again soon. God bless you.
You're welcome.